She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi guys, welcome back to Not Basic Blonde podcast, and I have a very interesting guest today. Her name is Jenny Hott, and she is a SiriusXM star, and she is the creator of Bunny Eyes. So let's welcome Jenny to my podcast.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Welcome. I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Welcome to Not Basic Blonde podcast. Would you please tell our listeners about yourself?
So I am, I'm 50 years old. I turned 50 this year. I am a mom to two great kids. I have a fantastic husband and five dogs. And then I, of course, have a radio show on SiriusXM, and I have a company called Bunny Eyes that I co-created with my sister. And what else? I'm also a lawyer. Those are pretty much the things about me, I think. It's a lot.
You have it all, lawyer and host and TV host and all of it.
I work hard. I like to work. I think most women, we like to do as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, I think women always multitask.
For sure. Yes. Yes, yes.
How did you start your career in TV and radio?
So I was home with my kids. I was a lawyer. I still am a lawyer. And at the time, I wasn't working really much at all. I do occasional per diem legal work, just very rarely, or I'd do some mortgage closings, that kind of thing. This is back in 2005. And then I went to, my father needed a personal assistant. Sort of at the last minute, there was some shakeup in his professional world, and he didn't have the assistant he had. And so I volunteered to help him. And when I volunteered to help him, I wound up working somewhere where I met my first coach. So he was working with Martha Stewart. I was assisting my father, and I met Martha's daughter, Alexis, who was set to have her own radio show on SiriusXM. She asked me to do it with her. And that's how my first show and my first foray into radio broadcast happened. And then from there, it was just a lot of different things along the way. We ended up having three TV shows together. One was called Whatever Martha, which was just a really fun show where we made fun of Martha Stewart's older TV work. It was great. It was an adorable little show. And then we had a talk show that was the same as our radio show, Whatever, with Alexis and Jennifer. And then we had another show called Whatever You're Wrong, which was just sort of current events. And we had a terrific 5.5 year run together. And then that shifted, and there were a lot of other things that happened along the way. I lost my mom during that time in 2008, which was incredibly difficult. And then in 2011, after Alexis quit our show, a few months later, I got fired from Martha Stewart Living and ended up launching my own show. So I was always on the air at SiriusXM from 2005. Through now, there was just around 2 weeks for holiday break, essentially, that I wasn't on the air, but that was when my job description changed and I went from co-hosting to hosting my own show.
Wow, that's very interesting. How did you decide to become a lawyer?
So I think when I was in college, I at one point I really wanted to be a performer, like an actor or a singer or some sort of stage kind of performer, but I didn't really either love the craft of it or feel like I could actually do it. I didn't have the confidence to go after it. And so my parents, they thought, go to law school. They just said, go to law school. And then after that, if you still want to look into being an actor, look into performing in some way, you could do it. But first, go to law school, do that. And I didn't even think about saying no or doing anything other than what they recommended. That just seemed what I was going to do. I mean, it was a long time ago. It was 1992 when I graduated college, and I certainly wouldn't have had the confidence or the sense of self to say, no, I want to do this, because I didn't really know. So that's how I wound up going to law school. And then after, I took an acting class and I met my husband in that class. And when I met my husband, I just didn't care anymore about becoming an actor or really doing anything. I wanted to get married and I wanted to have babies. So that's what I did. And then it was not until, and by the way, during that time, I definitely felt like, as a stay-at-home mom with two little kids, my kids were 5 years old I guess 2005, my daughter was turning five. And so my son was already five. They're 20 months apart, but I'm really bad at math, and he's a fall birthday and she's a summer birthday. So I'm never good when it comes to like exact numbers. But I know that I didn't feel like I was going to be content being a stay-at-home mom without also having some sort of work life. Something in me knew that I needed to find additional fulfillment. I mean, my kids are my life, but I also wanted to do something else. And then, as I said before, I kind of fell into the broadcasting role, going to be a personal assistant while also a lawyer, and then winding up on the air. But I think my path was exactly what it was supposed to be, because I'm not sure that I was prepared for the life I have now prior to being 35 and being able to see the way that I have it as it is now.
Yeah, I think everything, whatever happens in our life, prepares us for the future.
So yes.
Did you have any challenges in your broadcasting career?
The challenges that everybody has, always wondering if I'm okay or if I'm good enough or if I was meant to be there. It was really kind of like on the job training. But back then, there weren't any podcasts. There wasn't satellite radio. We were on satellite radio before really anybody knew about it, or before it was everywhere you turned. Howard Stern hadn't even started yet on Sirius XM. So this was in sort of the baby days for Sirius. At the time, it was just Sirius Radio, and then they merged with XM and became Sirius XM. So I don't think I knew enough to really worry that much, but I do remember like my heart beating out of my chest when we started, because I had no idea what I was doing. I just was kind of living my life on air. And it was a pretty magical time, because I think that I learned more about how everybody is alike rather than everybody is different. And all the things that we think inside make us weird or quirky are the things that other people have too and make us super relatable. And that was a really cool thing. And I also think that the grace in having this job when I started was that when my mom did get sick in 2007 and then ultimately passed away summer of 2008, that I had this incredible community of stranger friends, my listeners, who literally carried me through my grief and helped me in ways that I could not have anticipated. And that was beautiful to see sort of the gorgeousness of humanity when you don't know that you're going to find that. So yeah, I don't know, in terms of struggles, I mean, I guess I have had the same struggles like anybody else of like I said before, wondering if I'm good enough. And I always my weight. So I was always worrying that when I did do television, that I was too fat to be on television. And so that kind of thing. But then I ended up losing weight and I did more television. I got to co-host Dr. Drew's show on HLN, which was amazing, and do stuff on CNN. And that was so much fun and so exciting. But from there, I just sort of felt like the TV business is really hard. And for any woman over the age of 30 or 40, it's not the most uplifting experience, because there's always someone younger, prettier, and thinner. And in our world, unfortunately, that sort of thing matters. So I think that's probably one of the bigger hurdles, was feeling okay in my own skin and getting to a point where I don't really want to ever feel anything other than okay. And I don't think that the fight to sort of be on television is for me. I love social media and Instagram and storying and things like that. But yeah, I like it to kind of be in my own space.
Yeah, I totally understand. And sometimes being on TV feels like you're exposing too much or you're sharing too much of your personal life, and it can be overwhelming.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
What qualities has helped you along the way to achieve success in your career?
I think that I have a very strong work ethic. So I will show up every day to do whatever job it is I'm supposed to do. And I'll really do anything. So I think that's probably it, that I am very determined and committed to working. And I have hustle. And I also like to connect with people. And I think that naturally, much like you reached out to me, I'm sort of fearless in terms of connecting with others. And so I think that's part of it. And I'm curious, very interested in people and the world around me. And I think that helps. But, and also knowing that a day at a time is how you achieve success. So I've never been in a rush for anything. It just, I mean, philosophically, I mean, obviously everybody wants everything in that minute, but I know that for life to happen is a day at a time. So I do the work.
That's so true. There is always time for everything. Like, it happens in the time when it needs to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. And would you please tell us more about the show, Just Jenny?
Sure. So my Just Jenny show, I launched that in January of 2012. And again, I'd already been on the air since 2005. So it had already an audience, my first show on Sirius XM. And then the launching of Just Jenny happened. And I named it that because when people would say to me, well, what's your show going to be about? And who are you? And what's this? And what are you doing that? And I was just like, look, I don't know. Like, I'm Just Jenny. And that made sense to me. And what the show is pretty much the things that matter to me that I think will matter to you. So I talk to some celebrities. I talk to different interesting people with stories to tell. Everybody's got a story. I have experts on, like doctors, especially right now during this whole COVID-19. We've been addressing a lot of that. I talk about losing weight. I lost a lot of weight 10 years ago. And so every Wednesday I have Weight Wednesday, which the show is focused on weight and wellness. I have a lot of dogs. So we talk about pets on Thursdays. So it's pretty much a lifestyle radio show on Sirius XM and runs the gamut of topics from things that are really serious and really matter to the mundane and ridiculous, like 50 years old, I've learned how to do my own nails because I'm stuck at home. So it's fun. I have great guests and I have a terrific team on air with me, and it's I love what I get to do.
Do you invite guests over, like, of course, before all this, or it's all just on air remotely?
We're in studio in New York City. Sure, some guests would come in, but now nobody can come in. So now it's all remote and everything is Zoom, and it's a different kind of thing.
Yeah, I totally feel you on this one because
yeah,
it has of course to be done remotely now.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah, and you also had a show. You were on CNN and Hallmark. Would you please tell us more about it?
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. My first show with Alexis, we then had shows out of that on Hallmark. We had, and on another channel called Fine Living Network. That was the Whatever Martha show and Whatever with Alexis and Jennifer, and then Whatever You're Wrong. But then on CNN and HLN, I was able to do some commentator work. And then on HLN, I got to co-host Dr. Drew's show, Dr. Drupinski's show. And that was great. And then I did some other stuff on a show called The Insider and on Entertainment Tonight. And that was all really fun for a period of time. But radio is my first love and what I'm best at in terms of broadcast. And then, of course, Bunny Eyes.
Yeah. Would you please tell us more about Bunny Eyes?
So about 3 years ago, my sister and I were sitting side by side at the hair salon getting our hair colored. And for months, it had bothered me that I couldn't read when I got my hair colored because I need reading glasses. And every time I would put on my reading glasses, I felt like the hair color wasn't getting in my hair because it was getting on the reading glasses, on the side, on the temple of the reading glasses. So I'm sitting next to my sister and I look at her and she looks like she's frustrated like I was. And I said, why do you have that face? Why do you look so miserable? And she said, because I'm so annoyed that I can't read. And I said, that's insane because like I've been feeling like that. I said, there has to be a way that we can come up with a pair of glasses that we can use when we get our hair colored. This was just the start. And I don't know if you've seen them or not online, but we start Googling our idea for these glasses. And our idea originally was, of course, to hold these glasses in our hands like opera glasses while we were getting our hair colored. And so we looked in Google to see if they existed, and they didn't, which was wild because it's like normally if I had any sort of idea and I would look it up, I'd find it on the internet. I'd be like, oh, I need this. And there it would be on Amazon. But no, they were nowhere to be found. So we brainstormed and I made a prototype with chopsticks and I broke a pair of glasses. And we had this, my sister had this friend, this woman she knew from school with her kids when her kids were younger, who was in this eyeglass industry. And I met with her, and within, gosh, like a month, we had our first real prototype. And then we filed for a bunch of patents and we created this company and named it after our mom, Bunny, who we lost in 2008. And our glasses are the only glasses of their kind. They're wearable, they're tiltable, and they're flippable. So you can tilt the front of the frame so you can watch TV and read at the same time. And then you can also hold them in your hand for things like hair color, or you could flip just one temple so that you can lie down on your side comfortably while the other side doesn't dig into the side of your head. They're really very cool. It's bunnyeyeswithaz.com.
Wow, that's an amazing idea for glasses. But also, I read your bio before and I figured out that you probably named it after your mom because your mom's name was Bunny.
Yeah.
What is your favorite quote that you live by?
I don't know that I have an exact quote that I live by, but I do believe that anything is possible if you're willing to work hard and also you're willing to maybe shift a little bit what you want. So it's and I'm a big believer that you could be as talented as the most talented person, but unless you're willing to put forth effort, nothing's going to happen. And I'm a big believer in going after whatever it is, that thing that you believe has to be or has to happen. And setbacks are setbacks, and that's okay. I think ultimately within me, there's this seed of optimism that just keeps me going.
I love your strategy. And would you please tell our listeners where they can find you, like your social handles and all the information?
Sure. So I'm at Just Jenny Hutt on Instagram, Just Jenny Hutt on Instagram, JustJennyHutt, and at Bunny Eyes, BunnyEyez. And then my show is called Just Jenny on SiriusXM weekdays, 12 p.m. East, 9 West, on SiriusXM, the Stars channel, which is channel 109.
Nice. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Jenny, for being my guest. It was my pleasure.
Oh, thank you for thinking of me and including me. I really appreciate it. You're so nice.
Thank you.
That was all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Not Basic Blonde podcast. And you can always find me on Instagram. It's notbasicblonde_ or NBB podcast. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy your day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.